This week's mailbag comes to us from Amy. Amy says, my life fulfillment has significantly elevated since I began my journey with Organize 365 18 months ago. Lisa's methods, products, programs, team, and community have empowered me to have easy-to-use, specialized organization containers known as the Sunday Basket and Friday Workbox, where I can easily process the intense flow of information flooding my life via paper, digitally, and in my thoughts. My ADHD mind is constantly thinking, consistently oscillating between hyper-focus and distraction as I strive to excel at my jobs of being CEO of Our Productive Home, CEO of Me Inc., an intentional parent, a home educator, a caregiver, and an executor. I have a workbox for each role. Each of my kids has a portable one for their homeschool lessons, and I have a portable one that I use to pull different slash pockets from my different workboxes when I'm on the go. Even though a slash pocket may not always have lots of paper in it, as I'm a very digital with a lot of my work, the simple, tangible act of going through the workbox regularly and taking the slash pocket out gives me the mental focus to initiate and engage in the task or project. The same is true with seeing all my workboxes and Sunday basket neatly stored in a cube shelving system. It's a stimulating visual that gives me clarity on my multiple life roles, and when I take each workbox out, my mind shifts gears to give attention to the priorities for that role. The guidance Lisa delivers during planning days provides a highly concentrated time to keep increasing my productivity and be proactive about my future. I spent 2 decades in my previous career capitalizing on disruptive technology solutions that change the way we live and work. And I can say with discernment that Lisa is an innovator and one of the most positive disruptors creating game-changing solutions to the organizing space for one's life at home and in a professional environment. My journey has been enlightening and transformative, overwhelming and clarifying, invigorating and strengthening, full of growth and positive change. Thank you, Organize 365. I'm so grateful to have you in my life journey as I continue to actualize my dreams, and I can't wait to see what lies ahead. Thank you, Amy. Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Okay, this week we are going to talk about organizing your family in communal spaces. This is the second area that we identified in the study we did that organization is not an optional hobby undertaken by women. Yeah, can we just stop with that, please? So we talked last week about becoming personally organized, being able to check the box and saying, I am a personally organized person, that I'm personally organized level one, I'm personally organized level two, that we can do this in private, and that we're anxious about doing this, even about getting ourselves personally organized, which just grieves my heart. And because of that, I am going to continue to say, yes, you can be organized. 87% of Americans in our latest study and 84% of Americans in the study before that believe organization is a learnable skill. I agree with you. Totally agree with you. However, we are not achieving it. We're just not achieving it. So last week, we talked about only 15% of those that were surveyed actually had their personal spaces organized and had a system for those personal spaces to be organized. When we look at family and communal organization, it's even worse, 14%. 14% of people say that they have their family and communal spaces organized. So what spaces are we talking about here in this podcast? Your family spaces And communal spaces. So if you're living like with roommates, they're the shared spaces, the ones that are not under your control and also are not paper or storage spaces. So basically, if you live in a two-story house, it's everything on the first floor, right? Your main floor living areas, any shared bathrooms that you have, your kitchen, your dining room, not the garage, not the basement, not the storage. We're talking about those spaces that you use every single day. People are in and out of them, and it's usually more than one person. That's who we're talking about. So getting organized in family and communal spaces, I just want to start by telling you that this is the space that we desire to organize first because it's what people see when they come in our home, and it's where we feel where the organizational judgment comes and how does your house look when people come over. We want these spaces organized so people come over, we feel good about ourselves. It is the hardest areas to organize. They're the hardest areas to organize. They're the hardest areas to maintain. They're the ones that need the most redoing and redoing and redoing. So while it's our highest value because people see our family and communal spaces, it is the most challenging to organize because literally as soon as you organize the kitchen and go to the bathroom and come back, somebody moved something, didn't they? Oh. That's why we love living rooms, because we organize the living room. No one uses the living room. It remains a living room. That's why we have them, because we just want to say, see, we can have a space that doesn't get changed. There is this tension inside all of us to have the space look organized and then also be able to live in it. And there have been seasons in my life where the family was afraid to live in sections of our house. I'm not proud of it, but I spend so much time cleaning and organizing to turn around and it is just trashed again, right? If you are in one of these seasons, you know exactly what I mean. So in our spring study about housework, we asked the question, do you believe that organization changes as you go through life stages? 79% said yes. In the fall, we said, do you agree that different stages of life require different approaches to home organization? 83% said yes. Here's where we missed the mark on organizing family and communal spaces. The person creating the organization has a picture in their mind of what this should look like. And the family members and those who cohabitate with you do not have the same picture in their head. That's where the frustration comes from. You saw a TV show, you saw something on Pinterest, you Googled something and saw a picture, you were at a friend's house, they had some really cool organizational thing, you come home, you put it in place in one of your family spaces, the family doesn't know why you're doing what you're doing, and they go back to the old way of doing it, and you literally lose your mind. A lot. Internally, and sometimes externally. It's lots of fun. I've been there. I've done it. You need different organization in these spaces as you go through life. Now, ironically, the clothing will change in your closet back to personal organization, like your clothing, the amount of skincare that you use. Those things will change over the course of your life. But how you use your bathroom doesn't really change. How you use your closet doesn't really change. Maybe how you use your bedroom changes, but not that much. Same with your backpack, wallet, purse, like, you kind of found a style of wallet that you like, and every new wallet is just really an iteration on that last one that you really like, isn't it? I mean, your car, you may go from a sedan to a minivan to an SUV, but really, I mean, what you store in your car and take with you changes if you have kids, but if you don't have kids, doesn't really change very much. The family spaces in your house change a ton. Think about it. How did you use the kitchen in the house in your family of origin? Like, you walked in there, you hope they had your snacks. For me, it was sweet tea and pretzels. As long as there was sweet tea and pretzels or a Capri Sun, I would take that back to my bedroom and I would do my homework. I knew nothing else that was in the kitchen at all because my mom made all the meals. In the morning, we had cereal and milk, and there was always cereal and milk. And if there wasn't cereal and milk, you had oatmeal. I don't know. That's what I did in the kitchen. Then I went to college. In college, you have family and communal spaces. Again, you each had your own cabinet. We did not cook together. Maybe you guys did, but long line of not cooking. So again, I had like protein bars with my pretzels and Capri Suns and sweet tea and not much when I was in college. Then Greg and I got married, and for a series of like 5 years, we didn't have kids. So I would make dinner on the weekends, and we would make dinner, but I packed a lunch for school, or I ate whatever was in the school cafeteria. And for breakfast, I just had cereal. And so our kitchen was glorious because we had this nice house for a family, but it was just two of us. So it was just like what was in the refrigerator and pantry, but not much cooking went on. Then we had children. And then the never-ending changing of what's in your kitchen started. And that's really what kicks it off. If you don't have children, you can maybe skip a little bit. But when you have children, oh my goodness. Like your entire house changes every 3 months, 3 to 4 months. That's why we do the Productive Home Solution 3 times a year. And if your kids are little, you need to do it like double time. Like you're really organizing your house 6 times a year. I see it with little Grayson, with Abby. He's 7 months old. We've already been through, he's going into 12-month-old clothes. He's already in size 4 diapers. We've gone from newborn, size 1, size 2, size 3. We're already into size 4. That's a lot of change. And we store diapers in multiple places in the house. So those all have to get swapped out. And he was on 1 formula and then another formula. We've been through stage 1 and 2. We're already on to stage 3 food. I mean, fast. Like kids make you go through how you organize every single space fast, fast, fast. We're out of bassinets. We're out of bouncy seats. We're almost out of swings. We're almost out of exercisers. We're rolling around now. Like it's just the toys are constantly changing. Things are moving in. Things are moving out. Reorganizing the space as to what he can get to, what he can't get to. Now I have a high chair in my kitchen. I said I wasn't going to have a high chair in my kitchen. We all knew I was going to have a high chair in my kitchen. The dogs can go in this area. Now the dogs can go in that area. Abby just said to me the other day, she goes, I'm going to have to start vacuuming every single day, aren't I? I said, yep, every day. Welcome to it. So if there is that much change in the little tiny human, that does not stop until your child goes to full-time school. You need to reorganize food and toys and clothes about every 6 weeks to 3 months until your youngest child goes to all-day school. It's like shoveling snow in a snowstorm. You have to do it because otherwise you'll never get your car out of the garage because there's so much snow. But also it's futile because it's falling as fast as you are shoveling it, if you know what I mean. And this is why, sure, you can set up your toy room like it looks like a kindergarten and make it all labeled and everything. And if that makes you feel like you have order in this period of chaos that you're in, do it. I did it. I organized all Joey's Legos by color once. It was like a real life jigsaw puzzle. You know what he did when I was done? Mom, it's more fun when they're mixed up. Great. Fabulous. I have to go to Target now. I have to go get coffee and walk up and down every single hour aisle while your father is here while I walk it off. That is children. And you think, okay, so they go to school. It's going to be fine. They go to school. Now, finally, I have my house back. Maybe, kind of. I mean, but you're also working usually at that point, either in the home or out of the home. So really, you don't have your house back. And then they're running through sports. And then there's laundry. And then they become teenagers. And you think, great, they're hashtag adulting. They're going to move on. No, they're taking all of your stuff. It's just never ending. It's never ending. So I want to modify your expectations of the family and communal spaces in your home. What is good enough? What are we trying to accomplish here? And I think we focus so much of our time when we're organizing, you know, family rooms, living room, playrooms, kids' bedrooms, shared bathrooms for the exact stage that we're in at this exact moment and the exact toys and trinkets and hobbies that we have. When I'd like you to get a little bit more macro with your organizing. During COVID, everyone did everything inside of your house. Did you make an office area? Did you make a school room? Did you make a game room? Even if that's not what the rooms are. Are you calling your kids' bedrooms their mini apartments? The thing I love about calling kids' bedrooms their mini apartments is if you think about an apartment complex, it really does make the kitchen the dining hall. Like, for me, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom for my entire life. And then when I became one, I realized that I have the responsibility of organizing and maintaining all this stuff and for paying for everything inside of our house, but also other humans have their own thoughts and ideas about how they want to input themselves on the world, right? And how they want things to look and be. And they take a lot of time and energy. So I had to learn over time. And this is probably why I started with personal organization. When I would get frustrated at home with the level of organization or the length that an organization thing would last, I went back to my closet and my bathroom and my bedroom and my car and my purse, because when I made change there, it would stay. And I found other places where that happened too. Paper, storage areas, laundry room. Those are other areas where when you make the change, they stay. If you're putting all of your time and effort into getting your family room organized and you're frustrated, I'm not surprised. It is the hardest room to organize and maintain in the entire house, unless you live by yourself. And it will forever be that way. It will forever be that way. So when the kids were little, I've told this story before, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, something like that. It was a Saturday. I don't remember why. Greg was like, I'm going to help you clean and organize this house. I'm like, great. Because usually I did this by myself. And so we must have been getting ready for some kind of a party or something. So he went in the family room and he started picking up toys. And I was like, no. This is not the order in which we do this. I mean, I had to clean bathrooms and everything. I had to do everything. I said, here's how we do this. You start by actually cleaning the kitchen and get the dishwasher started. I will go up and I will do the bathrooms upstairs. Then I will finish the entire upstairs. We've already started laundry. Keep the laundry going. Then I want you to do the first floor bathroom. I said, the last place we do is the family room. He said, no. I want to pick up the family room. I said, knock yourself out, but it's the last space we're going to do. So he picked up the family room and then he did the dishes, started the dishwasher. I'm doing the upstairs. I'm getting everything done. I vacuum the upstairs, come downstairs. And then we are dusting. I'm getting ready to vacuum the downstairs. And he looks over at the family room. He goes, it's like a bomb went off over there. I said, I know. That's why we do it last. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, they have to play somewhere. Like the children have to play somewhere. So I keep pushing them out of whatever area I'm in. So I start in my bathroom and our bedroom and I get that vacuumed and then I shut that door. And then I vacuum their rooms and the upstairs and their bathroom upstairs. I shut those doors and I tell them they can only be on the first floor. Then when I get on the first floor, I vacuum the living room and dining room, finish dusting all that. Now it's time to empty the dishwasher, clean the kitchen again. Now the only thing that's left is the family room. And at that point, I tell you to take him to the park and I finish the family room. And he goes, oh. I said, yep. It's the only way it works. I've tried it every other way. This is the only way this works. This is how you get the entire house cleaned without any help. And he goes, okay, well, that works. I said, yes, that works. That's why we always do the family room last. And if you resonated with that, I'm going to say family and communal spaces, I think you should start in the kitchen. Once you have a good handle on organizing your kitchen, here's what's great about it. Your family, 99% of the time, will follow any system you set up in the kitchen because they like to eat and they really don't care. Unless your spouse cooks, then you can go ahead and have them set it up. But in most cases, they would rather you create the organization and they will just follow the organization for the most part. So when you spend your time in your family and communal spaces organizing your kitchen, that is level one. When your kitchen is organized, you can declare yourself family and communal space organized. Even if you do nothing in the family room, the shared bedrooms, shared bathrooms, living room, dining room, all of it, you don't have to do anything in all of it. You know why? Because it doesn't matter anyway. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you get yourself personally organized and then you get your kitchen organized, you're going to feel like a rock star. I mean, that high could last for a year. You'd be like, yeah, I'm totally organized. And then what happens is your organizational skill set surpasses the organizational reality of your home. And then you're like, yeah, but I really do want my whole house to be organized. I really do want somebody to call and be on their way over in 20 minutes and I can pick up my entire house and it looks great. Yes, definitely. I want that for you too. And that happens once you know that your entire kitchen is organized, because everything else it changes so frequently. Big bucket categorization of family and communal space organization If you can get your kitchen organized, move on to personal storage and paper organization, and then come back to family and communal space organization for everything else as like the icing on top of the cake. That is the order in which to do your family personal organizing. So inside of the Productive Home Solution this fall, here are the things that are in the 100-day program currently that will be in the family and communal space organization section. It will be your kitchen. And we take 21 days to go through the kitchen because I want you really, really, really to have good organization in your kitchen. And the other reason why I love for you to start in your kitchen and why this does make such a huge impact, even if you don't do anything else in the family and communal spaces, is because your partner will recognize that you are now on an organizational journey when your kitchen is organized. There is a different feeling and energy when you have an organized kitchen and you know where every single thing is and that it's all purposeful, and your family recognizes that. And they will work to maintain that with you, and your spouse will recognize that this is different than the other times that you have gotten organized. After you've done your kitchen, the other areas that we will have inside of this category will be organizing the family room and the family entertainment, communal bathrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, the front hall closet, back entryway, your laundry room, your cleaning supplies. And we'll also put in this section the 10 steps to an organized move lessons, because these are the things that you need to get packed up when you're getting ready to move. All right, so next week, we're going to start talking about what does it look to be organized in your storage room? Oh, the storage room. Ooh, it's meaty, it's hard, but once it's done, it literally can be done for the rest of your life.